Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, my pleasure as always. Jane Pollock is our guest. She's the author of Soul Proprietor. Jane, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your books.
JanePollock.com, and my book, Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L Proprietor, is available through Amazon. You can also find it right on the front page of my website.
And that's P-O-L-L-A-K, JanePollock.com.
That's right. Yeah, no C in my last name.
So check it out. Okay, Jane, we're talking about getting out of your own way. We're talking about making sure that you differentiate between when you're either given advice or you know something should be done. How do you get through the barriers of the world, of other people, of your own self, you know, with holding you back? And what's the next thing we should focus on?
Well, I think it's important, you know, it's like how do you stay with something that's difficult? And I think that's why people don't get to the mastery level, because there are so many things calling at them between media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and then the phone ringing, and then wanting to please somebody through an email response, to actually turn everything off while you're doing something that's difficult. And in the midst of that difficulty, to just hunker down and call on whatever it is within you to say, I am going to stick with this until I get it, instead of tossing it aside. The image of having a half inch done on 10 piles of something rather than really delving deep into one thing is really what we're talking here. And the word that I've heard used that I love is single handling. Stay with a task for an hour or 2 hours without any interruption and overcome the gremlins. When I was working on a project
It's really hard to focus these days.
Really hard, yeah.
Do you think that the younger generations have a harder time than some of us who are a little bit older?
You know, I don't know the research on it, but I think statistics are saying that they're really struggling. There's increased depression. They're not, you know, not functioning well. They're smart kids, but, you know, I know my kids could only do homework in front of the TV, but that doesn't mean that they're having, you know, quality of life the way they want to have.
Well, we're all bombarded so much. So how do we stay in the moment and focus on one thing?
You know, there was a wonderful article called The Joy of Quiet Times editorial section a couple of weeks ago. And he said people are paying money to go to places where they can't log on. So I say, don't pay the money, you know, in your own place, but give yourself 2 hours of quiet. You can choose. We are always a choice. So choose to turn things off for an hour or two while you do something, while you 100% focus on it. The rewards are gigantic. You know how you clear muddy water is to let it sit still. And the same thing with doing something that's difficult. Stay with it. Stay with it until you complete it. Mm-hmm. And allow the gremlins to come up and say what they, you know, have their say, and then say, I'm sticking with this anyhow, and do what it takes to confront them.
I keep my email window open most of the time. But every time I get a new email, obviously it draws my attention when I'm working on other things. So if I really need to focus, I just close it up and I check it every half hour or so. And just get rid of some of those things. But I'm not a slave to social media, to Facebook and to Twitter. I mean, I'm on it and I use it, but I'm not a slave to it like some people are. And you throw in all those things with email, with texting, with all the other mentioned communities, it's a real distraction, isn't it?
It's up to the individual.
Go ahead.
It's up to the individual to decide, you know, for 1 hour my time and my focusing on this is the most important thing I have to do. The community will be there. It's like a river. It's going to keep flowing, and you get to jump wherever. And you can always go back and see what the dialogue was. You're not going to miss anything that can't be retrieved. And if you did, oh well. You know, there's the next thing. We're talking about, I saw a documentary on Woody Allen. I'm banking on the fact that he doesn't have a computer or a cell phone. He still writes his scripts on manual typewriter, and I think he's well. So, you know, if you know and love what you do, you don't need all of that. It really is a distraction, and in some cases it's an addiction. And I think people who are suffering need to look at that.
When I tell young people that I, you know, that I actually made a living without a cell phone, without a computer, with only a Bic pen and carbon paper and a manual typewriter. When I tell them that, they look at me like, well, you know, shouldn't you be in a or something?
Well, we all did 20 years ago.
but we actually did, didn't we? Hey, Jane, give us the website one more time, please.
The website is janepollack, JanePollack.com, and the book is Sole Proprietor, S-O-U-L Proprietor.
Check it out.
Thanks,
hey, Jane,
Jim.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
A wonderful weekend.
We'll see you next time. Jane Pollack, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. She's always, we always get smarter when Jane joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business President, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.